Outline of Advisory Circular AC91-25 Passenger Safety Briefings. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, CAA, Civil Aviation Authority of New Zealand, and on the right, Aviation Security Service. Kai whakamaru rererangi. Purpose. This advisory circular provides guidance to operators on passenger safety briefings in general for different types of aircraft and to meet the needs of special categories of passengers. AC91-25 is a draft document. Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, is seeking feedback on it. How to provide feedback? If you have any comments or feedback, please send this via the online feedback form. Click on the link, Advisory Circular Feedback Form for AC91-25. If this is not possible, you can email CAA at, click on the link, consultation@caa.govt.nz. The deadline for comments is Monday, the 7th of April 2025. Please provide any comments by that date. Types of briefings. Standard briefings include 1. Pre-departure briefings, including refueling briefings. 2. Briefings for passengers in unstaffed exit rows. 3. Tailored briefings for special categories of passengers. 4. Briefings conducted before takeoff, also referred to as a safety demonstration. 5. After takeoff briefings. 6. Briefings in the event of turbulence. 7. Pre-landing briefings. 8. After landing briefings. And 9. Transit stop briefings. Emergency briefings should be given when crew members decide they are necessary. They cover situations such as 1. Precautionary disembarkation. 2. Evacuation. 3. Emergency landing. 4. Water ditching. 5. Land off airport landing. 6. Bracing for impact. And /or 7. Decompression. What to cover in safety briefings? All aircraft. All passengers must receive a safety briefing, whatever the size or type of aircraft. Special categories of passengers may require their own briefing or extra briefing, as outlined in more detail in the Special Categories for Passengers section. If operators are unsure about the content and format of their safety briefings, CAA flight operations inspectors can review and provide feedback on rule compliance. The team can be contacted at, click on the link, certification@caa.govt.nz. Delivering safety briefings. A briefing is needed each time passengers are carried. The only exception to this are flights where the pilot knows that all passengers are familiar with the contents of the briefing. This is only likely on very small aircraft with passengers who use that aircraft repeatedly, for example, private or chartered flights. Briefings must be presented verbally and/or by a recorded presentation, for example, a safety video. Having a standard safety video can ensure a consistent and comprehensive briefing. The format can also be used to include subtitles or an inset box with a translation in New Zealand Sign Language. Verbal briefings must be provided by the pilot, a member of the crew, or a person nominated by the operator. Briefings need to be clear and easy for passengers to understand. Having well-prepared passengers decreases the risk of passengers panicking or being unclear of what is required of them, 1. During flight, and 2. In the case of an emergency. Aircraft with cabin crew, one flight attendant. On an aircraft where one flight attendant is giving the briefing, they need to be visible to all passengers. Aircraft with more than one flight attendant. When aircraft have more than one flight attendant operating, one should be responsible for the delivery of the message, whether by microphone, audio system or video, and the others should be spaced throughout the cabin so that all passengers can see at least one of the flight attendants. Aircraft with no cabin crew. The pilot, other crew member or nominated person can do the briefing before the aircraft takes off, but after all passengers are seated. A checklist is helpful to ensure all items are covered. Other aircraft, special requirements. Helicopters. The operator should conduct the passenger briefing before passengers enter the helicopter. Depending on the type of helicopter, a passenger seated in a crew seat, that is, the front seat, may also need a tailored briefing if they, 1, are close enough to have access to controls and instruments, as they need to be warned not to touch them, or 2, would need to help crew in an emergency, for example, by helping to open doors or evacuate passengers. Helicopter flights also need a pre-flight briefing. This covers instructions on remaining in the seat unless allowed to move and not distracting the pilot during takeoff, controlling the aircraft or landing. Safety procedures vary from one helicopter model to another, so briefings should be in line with the model's operating manual. Balloons. Pre-flight briefings should cover 1. When and how to enter and exit the basket. 2. Bending the knees before touchdown. 3. Holding on and where and how to hold on. 4. Showing cameras and personal items before landing. 5. Ensuring that nothing is outside the basket, such as hair, clothing or limbs. 6. Precautions relating to A. the inflation fan and B. the hot phase of inflating the balloon. 7. Restricted access areas in the launch area. 8. What dangerous goods are permitted on board. 9. The landing position appropriate to the balloon design type, which must be adopted for all landings. 10. Not panicking if, on landing, the basket tips onto the side, as this sometimes happens and is quite normal. And 11. A reminder to remain in the basket in any event until instructed to disembark. Pre-flight activities may include 1. Asking passengers to A. help in the inflation process and B. adopt the landing position to demonstrate their understanding. This information may also be part of the pre-flight briefing or on a safety card. Keeping records of briefing material. Operators with expositions need to outline the contents of the safety briefings in their exposition. The outline needs to include details of what to cover in each briefing, including briefings for special categories of passengers. This ensures staff providing the briefings have the information and instructions they need to communicate safety information to passengers. Operators may list the briefings in other places, such as in associated manuals and instructions, such as a passenger announcement manual or a quick reference chart. Operators using safety cards should have additional copies at hand in case some go missing or get damaged. Training. Staff providing safety briefings to passengers should be trained in effective presentation and delivery. This training must also cover briefing special categories passengers. Training staff helps operators ensure consistency with the safety messaging. In operations with cabin crew, that is one or more flight attendants, the cabin crew training program must address the content, presentation and manual demonstration of passenger safety briefings. The training should also include 1. Instructions what to do if a passenger fails to comply with safety instructions and 2. Clear directions that flight attendants or crew members should not perform any non-safety related duties during the safety briefings to ensure that they do not obstruct the view of the passengers or distract passengers from paying attention to the briefing. Special categories of passengers. Special categories of passengers may need tailored briefings, particularly if they 1. Are seated in the emergency exit row, 2. Have limited vision or hearing, 3. Have a physical disability or limitations to their mobility, 4. Have sensory processing issues, 5. Are an escorted prisoner, inadmissible person or deportee, or 6. Are unaccompanied minors. Special categories of passengers could be affected by a range of things that impact on how well they can hear and see standard briefings and how mobile and independent they would be in the event of an emergency. Operators should prepare briefings and extra assistance tailored for a range of passenger needs and list the contents in the operator's exposition and other associated crew manuals and quick reference guides. When checking in passengers or briefing them, staff and crew should also ask how they can best assist. Operators may want to familiarise themselves with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Person with Disabilities, CRPD 2, 1. Promote equality and eliminate discrimination. Take appropriate steps to ensure reasonable accommodation is provided for persons with disabilities. And 2. Accept the need to adopt specific measures as necessary to accelerate or achieve de facto equality of persons with disabilities. Preparing for passengers' communication needs. Not all disabilities are visible and may not be immediately apparent to crew members. It may help operators prepare by asking passengers if they have 1. Any disabilities or challenges that could affect how well they can hear and understand safety briefings and crew instructions, or 2. Any mobility issues that could affect how quickly they can evacuate an aircraft and what extra assistance they would need. This could be done by targeted questions. 1. On the operator's website. 2. As part of the booking process. 3. As part of ticketing information. And/or 4. When checking in passengers. Passengers have a right to know why they are being asked this information but may not want to disclose it. This makes it harder for operators to provide tailored briefings. To encourage passengers to say if they need assistance, it may be helpful to include information on websites and ticketing information about why the operator is asking. Not all people with impairments will identify as disabled, and in some instances, their impairment may not be apparent. Disabled people have a right to privacy and personal dignity, so can choose to self-identify or not. It is recommended that cabin crew have training on diversity and ways to encourage anyone with additional support or communication needs to let them know. This can help disabled people feel more comfortable in asking for any additional safety-related assistance. Passenger safety cards and other information. Verbal briefings can be supplemented with printed safety cards that provide a visual reference, such as diagrams showing 1. How to put on life preservers and oxygen masks. 2. Where the emergency exits are. And 3. Other useful information. If using safety cards, the operator must place them in convenient locations on the aircraft with at least one for each passenger and ensure that they contain information that represents only the type and model of aircraft on which they are carried. The operator should carry extra copies of these cards. Alternative formats such as Braille, easy read, and large print also help operators cater to the needs of a wider range of passengers. Apps that can be downloaded in advance are also an option to create material that supports briefings. These can include short presentations in New Zealand Sign Language, other languages, large print, or easy read. No matter what format is used, the content must be clear. Vetting recorded briefings and supporting documents like safety cards to ensure they are using clear language and descriptive images rather than long sections of dialogue will help make these more accessible to a wider range of passengers.